Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is...
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Becoming Love with Nicola Van Dyke, heard here on Alternate Wednesdays. Nicola is a certified life coach and theta healer, passionate about showing people how to love each other, themselves, their life, and this beautiful universe we exist within. Nicola specializes in guiding people on a journey of self-acceptance, self-wisdom, and becoming love. Please welcome Nicola back to News for the Soul.
Hi, beautiful souls. How are you? It's a warm, sunny evening here in Edinburgh in the UK, and it's great to be coming live to you today. So wherever you are in the world, whether it's your morning time or your evening time, or it's around midday or around midnight, thank you for listening in. And I'm really happy that you're here and that I can talk to you today. Because today we're going to talk about being and feeling okay. So what does that actually mean? And is it realistically achievable to feel okay most of the time? And why do I think it's important to all of us? So I'm going to explain to you how feeling that okay is actually important to all of us and how we can help ourselves feel more okay about ourselves and how we can live our lives with more joy and more love moving forward every day with ease when we feel more and more okay with ourselves. So there will probably be a little exercise for you to do. So you might want to find a pen and paper so you can scribble something down. You can go and do that now while you're half listening to me, while you rummage around in your kitchen drawers if you like. I'm also going to be guiding you through a wonderful meditation to assist you in accessing your heart and clearing out any feelings that are blocking you from feeling okay. And I'm choosing this theme for tonight because I'm really super excited about my new online course that we'll be launching really soon, which is called Mastering the Art of Self-Love. And it will be open for early registration soon. It's a jam-packed course full of information and self-help exercises and webinars and meditations for you to enjoy and learn from. And during the course, you would be filling in your own Becoming Love journal, and this will be your blueprint to your journey to complete self-love. And feeling okay is part of self-love. So I figured that it would be really great to talk to you all today about everyday feelings of anxieties and small everyday fears, because they all contribute to you being and feeling okay. And when you feel okay, it is so much easier to love yourself. And that's what I'm all about. Because for those of you who are new or who don't know me, my name is Nicola Van Dyke. I'm an intuitive life mentor, I'm an international speaker, I'm a best-selling author of a book called Becoming Love, and I specialize in using the theta healing technique when I work with clients. And I kind of combine that a bit with life coaching. I'm also a qualified life coach. So the main thing about me is I want to teach all of you to become love and to support you on making positive changes in your life by embracing love. Self-love, love for others, and love for this amazing universe within which we live. It's going to be a really great show today because we're concentrating solely on soul love and we're narrowing that down to concentrate on feeling and being okay. And then we're narrowing that down a little bit further to concentrate on the concept of everyday fears and anxieties and how to be free of those. So let's start at the beginning. Do you feel okay about yourself? Do you? Do you think you're okay? And what does that really mean anyway? Because by the end of this show, I want you to know that you are okay, and I want you to feel it. So what do you think you'll feel like when you feel completely okay? You know, we're all human. We have good days and we have bad days. And within a good day, we might have brilliant points and not so good points. You know, sometimes things go wrong. Or there are times in our lives when we feel overwhelmed due to a particular stress. But on the whole, it would be really awesome if all of you could feel that you're okay. So if you don't feel that you're okay 95% of the time, let's get started and find out why not. Because I want you to learn to love yourself enough to allow yourself to invite more joy and more happiness into your life, and know that that's easy. I want you to be able to feel that overall, 95% of the time, you feel okay. So let's make a start. I think there are four main areas to think about, and in my new online self-love class, I will guide you through addressing all of them. But today on the show, we're just going to concentrate on one of those four things, and I want you to consider now whether you live with everyday fears and anxieties. Of course, if you're suffering with diagnosed anxiety, you will have your own strategies and medication as prescribed and advised by your medical professional. And what I'm talking about is in no way a replacement for that. But you could use some of these techniques as well that I'm going to suggest to you if your medical professional is in agreement. So that's just the little disclaimer I wanted to put out of the way. Because you know what, to some extent, all of us at some point have everyday fears and or anxieties. From time to time, we might fear that we're not good enough at our jobs, or we might fear that we're overprotective of our children, or we might be nervous drivers, or we might think we're a poor driver. We might think we're too shy or too loud or any number of things. So sometimes these little anxieties and fears around about ourselves can get a little bit overwhelming. And of course, that's why it's important to understand what's at the root of all of these fears. Drag that monster out of the cave and deal with it. And in my experience from working with lots of different clients, the mistake that many of us make is to kind of hide our fears and our worries and to try and ignore them. And sometimes we even snap at anyone who offers to help us or point out that our fear isn't really that bad. We all try to carry on as if we're all okay, when actually we're not. Sometimes we don't love ourselves enough to do anything about it. And sometimes I find we're really mean to ourselves and tell ourselves we're stupid to be scared or nervous. We're really, really hard on ourselves. How's that working out for you? Actually, what happens is you're still scared and now you dislike yourself too. In fact, I was working with a lady the other day who had telephoned me for a session because she was finding the whole lockdown situation pretty overwhelming. I mean, obviously every country is handling lockdown differently, and here in the UK it's definitely becoming easier. But if you are somebody who's over 70 years old or you have a medical condition, you're still being told to keep yourself pretty isolated. And that was fine getting to this lady. She was finding this really difficult. She was becoming overwhelmed with her feelings of, when is this all going to end? I think she was missing her family very much. Now, this lady rang me to talk about this problem. She told me all about her worries and her fears. And then she went on to tell me how stupid she was to have these worries, and she'd been telling herself off all day for being so stupid. So not only did she have overwhelming worries or fears, she then also started criticizing herself and telling herself how stupid she was. That's no good at all. There's no good being scared and disliking yourself as well. So the one thing I want to get across to you today is embrace your feelings, allow yourself to feel it, accept that you feel it without punishment or self-criticism, and then it will be a lot easier to deal with it. And the other thing that's really important to notice is that very often when we think we're afraid of something, it's not the thing we're afraid of at all. There are kind of root fears at the bottom of the fear trail. So, for example, with this lady, the overwhelming fear that she was consciously aware of was that COVID-19 lockdown was going on longer and longer and she wasn't able to see her family. And what was actually at the root of all this was feeling abandoned, because somehow in her mind, the fact that it was going on longer and longer was leading to, what if I never see them again and everybody forgets where I am and no one remembers who I am? So her real fear was fears around abandonment that was being triggered by the situation of lockdown. So we were able to work on that root fear, and that then solved her feeling of her anxiety about the continued lockdown. So there are always root fears that are at the bottom of the fear trail. And lots of people come to me to work on fears, and I find that everyday fears are actually one of the most common reasons that people hold themselves back in life, either consciously or unconsciously. And what I find most interesting is that almost always the thing that people think they're afraid of, it isn't really what they're afraid of at all. When we trace the fear back, it's usually something quite different. And sometimes the connection between the root fear and the actual fear is pretty obvious. So if you think of the example I just gave you, that lady who was feeling overwhelmed that she was continuing to be in lockdown and that she wasn't seeing her family and how long was it all going to go on, was actually related to a fear of being abandoned and everybody forgetting who she was if she was stuck in her house all on her own. So that one's quite an obvious one to make a link to. But other times when I work with people, it's not possible to logically see where the root fear has come from the present fear at all. There doesn't appear to be any connection. And I have a really good example to tell you about that. A number of years ago, I had a student, and she was immensely pleased with herself for coming into class every day because she had to drive over the Forth Road Bridge. Now, those of you who know Scotland will know that the Forth Road Bridge is a suspension bridge near Edinburgh. It's about a mile and a half long. And to come to my class every day, she had to drive over this bridge in the morning and drive over it in the evening. And she had a huge fear of crossing bridges, whether she was walking across them, driving across it, going across it in a train. It really, really was very scary for her. So she was very proud of herself for turning up at class every day. So because of this, and it was an interesting one, I actually used her as a demonstration in the class, and we had a session where we tracked her fear back to the root fear. And it transpired that her fear of crossing bridges was nothing to do with any of the obvious things you thought it might be. It wasn't to do with falling or drowning or heights, or being crushed. It was actually to do with the fear of losing her grandfather's love and respect, which was so important to her. Now, I won't break her confidence by telling you all the stepping stones we uncovered to trace back to this root fear, but this is a really good example of how a present everyday fear may be rooted in something quite different to what you expect. So I'm going to show you today a very simple strategy where you might be able to just clear an everyday fear for yourself by tracing it back to the root fear. Now, when I work with clients in sessions, I use a theta healing technique. And unless you're a theta healing practitioner, you can't actually use that technique yourself. But this simple strategy that I'm going to show you now today, you can use, and it might be all you need to clear this little fear. So this is what it is. And this is where your pencil and paper or your pen and notepad might come in handy, because you might want to write a few things down so that you can do this after the show at your own pace. So if you need to go and get your pen and paper now, you can do that. And here it is. This is what I call the stepping stone technique, because you kind of step down from your everyday fear or worry until you get to the bottom or the root fear. Here's how it works. You start with a common everyday fear, and this could be anything. This could be, I fear I'm not a very good driver. I'm frightened of snakes. I'm frightened of water. I'm frightened of being abandoned. Whatever, whatever. A common everyday fear. Something that isn't a huge overwhelming thing, but something that makes your everyday life a little bit uncomfortable. And then you relax and you close your eyes and you ask yourself, what is the worst thing about this? Or what is the most frightening thing about this? And when you have an answer, you make that answer your next stepping stone. And then you repeat the question to yourself using the new fear that you found and so on. And you keep going down and down until you've reached the root, because the stepping stone that you're on is the worst thing. I'm going to give you an example so that you can kind of put it into an analogy which makes it easier for you to get, because I can see that normally when I talk to people about this technique, we're standing in a big room together and I can walk around and check everyone knows what I mean, and I have a big board and I draw it out. But as we're on the radio today, I can't do that, so I thought I'd give you an example so that you can understand what I mean. So let's use the example of being frightened of spiders, because I used to be really frightened of spiders, and I live in the UK and spiders are not that scary here, but I used to jump out of my skin if I saw a spider in the bathtub or something. So I'm going to use that example to show you how to use this stepping stones technique. So let's imagine that you're scared of spiders and you worry there might be spiders lurking around in your home. Now, perhaps this anxiety becomes overwhelming. You know, sometimes if you're feeling particularly low, you might check under your bed or glance around the corners of the room before you can relax, or spray cleaning fluid into your shower every 10 minutes. You know, that's just an example, and I might have exaggerated a little, but I did have a fear of spiders, and it did make my everyday life more difficult than it needed to be. So let's pretend that the everyday fear that we're going to work on is spiders, and you have to ask yourself, what is the worst thing about spiders? So I'm going to pretend that I'm doing this, and I would ask myself, what's the worst thing about spiders? And the worst thing for me about spiders, when I think about it, is the way they move. They move too fast. They kind of scuttle across the room. And now I have to ask myself, what is the worst thing about spiders moving so fast? So when I think about that, I close my eyes, I relax and think, what's the worst thing about spiders moving so fast? Straight away, I can feel it's because they might run and jump on me before I can get away. Now, my head is telling me that this is stupid, but I'm not listening to my head. I'm going deep inside my body, and that's the answer I get. When I think about them running really fast, the worst thing is that they could jump on me before I could get away. Okay, stick with me, because this is going to get interesting. So now I have to continue with the self-questioning, and I'm going to ask myself, what's the worst thing about thinking that a spider could run really fast and jump on me before I get away? And as soon as I imagine that, the worst thing is I feel trapped. So now you can see that actually this is moving on to something a little bit different and not really to do with spiders at all. So I'm going to continue with the self-questioning and ask myself, well, what's the worst thing about feeling trapped? And when I close my eyes and relax, and imagine feeling trapped, and what's the worst thing about it, the answer I get is that it makes me feel as if I'm not in control of my life. Now, notice I didn't ask myself what's the worst thing about being trapped by a spider. I just asked myself what's the worst thing about being trapped. And when I close my eyes and I think about the worst thing about feeling trapped, it is the fear of not being able to control my life or being able to live it as I want to, because I'm trapped, right? So that's the worst thing for me. The root fear is about living the life the way I choose to. Living the life the way I want to is really important to me. And I know that I'm unhappy if I don't feel that I'm in charge of my own life. So by using that stepping stone technique, asking what's the worst thing, what's the worst thing, I've tracked my everyday fear of spiders down to the root fear, which is I could be in a position where I'm no longer in control of my life. And that's what I'm really frightened of. I wouldn't want that to happen at all. So that's how the stepping stone technique works. And when you know what it is that you're really afraid of, it is much, much easier to take steps to get rid of that fear. So in the example I gave you, the root fear was not feeling in control of my life. So that I can now think about that and I can reflect on how and when in my life I do feel in control and in what aspects of my life I feel out of control. And by doing this, I can maximize on the positive aspects and minimize the negative aspects. So by using this stepping stone technique to get my root fear, I can actually start to work out, okay, let's deal with the root fear. Let's drag this monster out of the cave, disassemble it, and see what's going on. And sometimes, just by even identifying what the root fear is, your conscious mind takes over, and by bringing it out into the open, you have this new understanding, and your everyday fear, the original fear, just disappears. So in my example, by understanding that actually, I'm not really frightened of spiders, but I do want to know that I'm in control of my life, I'll actually find myself less anxious about the little fellows anyway. They won't bother me in the same way at all. So that's what I want you to start doing. That's the technique or the strategy I want you to take away from today's show, is that you can actually use that stepping stone technique, ask yourself those questions to get down to what the root fear is. When you know what the root fear is, the everyday fear sometimes just disappears anyway because your conscious mind is now able to understand what it's all about. And in a moment, I'm going to tell you what you can do with the root fear to help that disappear too. So when you get to the root fear, you can really, really start to disassemble and unpackage that. But before we do that, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about energetically releasing fears, because in a moment I'm going to play you a beautiful meditation which is about clearing out the heart. And very, very often we have these little everyday fears and anxieties which actually aren't helping us or serving us at all in any way. And in the meditation that we're going to do now, I want you to be able to go into your heart space and allow yourself to release any fears that are worrying you or any anxieties that you have on an everyday level. So that's what we're going to do next. And then after we come back from the meditation, I'm going to give you a strategy to deal with the root fears. So what I'd like you to do now is to find somewhere where you can sit down or lie down for about 15 or 20 minutes where you can totally relax. You don't need your pen and paper for this bit. All you need to do is to find somewhere quiet where you can sit down and relax, listen to the music, be guided by the sound of my voice in this beautiful heart-clearing meditation, and just allow any everyday fears and anxieties that are no longer serving you just release from your body. So now whenever you're ready, just make your way to somewhere really comfortable. Nicole's going to put the music on for you. And I just want you to make sure that you're totally relaxed. Take a few depths in and out. And relax.
Wherever you are, relax and make yourself comfortable. You could be sitting or lying down. And when you're ready, just close your eyes. And start to concentrate on your breathing. Allow your body to relax and focus on breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. With every breath that you exhale, I want you to consciously relax further Relax your legs, your knees, your ankles, your feet, all the way down to your toes. Consciously relax your shoulders, your arms, and your hands. Feel your fingertips becoming heavier. Consciously relax the muscles in your stomach, your back, and your neck. As you relax, your head will feel heavier. Consciously relax the tiny muscles around your mouth and your eyes. Center your energy into your heart and relax further. Now I want you to imagine energy coming up from the center of the earth, traveling through all the layers of the earth and up through the soles of your feet into your body. Imagine that energy traveling up your legs, up your spine, and all the way to the top of your head. Imagine that energy coming out of the top of your head and forming a beautiful ball of light. Take time to notice what color your ball of light is. Now I want you to imagine slipping a little bit of your energy up out of the top of your head into this beautiful ball of light. Imagine this ball of light gently beginning to rise above your head, out through the ceiling, out through the roof, and into the sky, climbing higher and higher. And you know you're perfectly safe. Imagine this ball of light climbing higher and higher out through the universe, past the stars, higher and higher, through layers of colored lights. Imagine this ball of light climbing higher and higher through a big layer of bright, beautiful golden light, and higher still. Imagine this ball of light climbing right through the golden light and into a thicker jello-like substance, and still climbing higher, all the way until you feel yourself surrounded by a tingling white energy, a brilliant white light, a light that is effervescent, pearlescent. Can you feel it? I want you to imagine that the ball of light that you came up here in is still traveling higher within this beautiful white light energy until you completely feel surrounded by this loving energy. And you'll notice as you climb higher and higher that the ball of light just dissipates and it's just you, the essence of you, part of you in this tingling white energy. This is the energy of unconditional love. This is the energy of creation. You are completely loved. And I want you to imagine that you can walk through this tingly white energy. And as you walk through it, you can feel it all around you, underneath you, and even passing through you. So you are at one with this beautiful, loving energy of creation. Walking through it and feel the love coming through you and entering every cell in your body. Feel the love and know you are loved. Now I want you to imagine that you can feel your heart. And you may find it useful to just put your hand over your heart and just gently press. And I want you to imagine that any negative feelings that your heart has been holding on to are just going to gently release now as you allow unconditional love to flow in and take their place. Are you ready? Would you like to know how easy it is to allow any sorrow that is no longer serving you to just be released energetically from your heart? Just gently tap on your heart as you imagine the sorrow leaving your heart. And as you imagine the sorrow leaving, imagine it being replaced with unconditional love. So there is no vacuum left. You can keep your hand still on your heart. You can gently tap, or you may prefer just to gently massage where your heart space is. Whatever feels comfortable for you. Would you like to know how easy it is and that it's possible for you to release resentments now? Imagine any resentments that are no longer serving you just leaving your heart now and being released into this unconditional loving energy, being turned into love and light and flowing back into your heart space. Would you like to know how easy it is and that it's possible and how to let any sorrow be released now? Gently massage or tap on your heart and imagine all the grief and sorrow that is no longer serving you being energetically released into the beautiful energy. Being turned into love and light and coming right back into you to fill up your heart with complete love. imagine those grief and sorrowful feelings leaving now. Keep tapping or massaging and just allow the grief and the sorrow, the resentments and sadness gently be released. Be transformed into love and light and return to you. Allow any memories or feelings that come to mind to just be passing through your mind and then just dissipate. Keep tapping or massaging your heart. Would you like to know how easy it is to release any feelings of shame or blame that you stored into your heart? Imagine those feelings leaving now, easily being released energetically and being transformed into light and love and coming back in and filling up your heart space. Allow your heart to willingly open and release these negative feelings now. All the feelings of rejection, allow those feelings to be released energetically now. You don't need to hold on to them. Imagine them being transformed into love and light and coming back in to fill your heart space. Keep tapping or massaging your heart and be aware of whatever comes into your mind and just allow yourself to release all the sorrow, all the sadness, all the feelings of rejection or grief, any feelings of shame or blame or guilt. Let them go willingly and easily. Imagine them going into this beautiful tingling white energy and being transformed into feelings of love and coming back in and filling your heart space. Any feelings of loneliness, allow them to just dissipate now, being released easily from your heart space and transformed into love and be returned to you. Would you like to know that you never have to hold on to these feelings anymore? How to live without these feelings and how to move forward in love. Remember to keep massaging or tapping your heart. Now I want you to release all the feelings of self-criticism. All the times when you blamed yourself, or were hard on yourself, or you were judging yourself. Allow those feelings to be released energetically now. You no longer need to hold on to these. Imagine these feelings leaving your heart space and being transformed into self-love and coming back and filling up your heart space. Keep tapping, keep massaging your heart. Would you like to know that it's safe for you to let go of all the sadness and sorrow now? All the grief, all the disappointment. That you can joyfully release it to be turned into love and light and returned to you now, so that your heart is filling up with unconditional love to replace the negativity. Relax and just allow. You are safe, and you are loved. You are important. You are unique. Allow all of the negativity to leave and be replaced with love. Imagine that happening and relax. And now you can rest your hand still, but still keep it on your heart. And I want you to imagine that you go back into this tingling white light. You can feel this beautiful, loving energy all around you. And you can walk through it, feeling it around you and under you and passing through you. Allow this unconditional loving energy to rinse through you, filling you with unconditional complete love. Allowing your heart to recognize that it is freer of negativity and full of love now. Stand in the energy of complete love. And know you are ready to move forward. take a deep breath in and open your eyes. And you can just lie here as long as you like and relax.
I hope you really enjoyed that meditation and could feel that while my voice was guiding you, that you were able to let go of some everyday worries or fears, along with any other negative emotions like sorrow or regret that were no longer serving you. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about fears, but you can just stay where you are. If you're super comfy, there's no need to move. You can just stay where you are. Don't feel you need to open your eyes or jump up and do stuff. You can just relax. You know, when you know what it is you're really afraid of, it is much easier to take steps to get rid of that fear. So do you remember before the meditation, I gave you that strategy where you could step down to find out what your root fear was? And I used the examples of spiders because I used to be scared of spiders. And when I use that stepping stone technique and step down and ask myself what was the worst thing and then what was the worst thing, I found out what I was really frightened of was not being in control of my life. And when you get down to that root fear, you can do what I call strategize from the root fear. So in my example, I could actually maximize on the positive aspects and minimize on the negative aspects of which parts of my life I felt really in control of and which parts I felt less in control of. So that's a really good technique that I'm going to talk to you about in a minute. But just to remind you, sometimes when you find the root fear, you don't really need to do anything because just by consciously becoming aware of it, it dissipates. And certainly the original fear dissipates because your conscious mind is realizing what it is you're really frightened of. So you may find that your everyday fear disappears anyway as soon as you consciously recognize what the root fear is. And when you understand what the root fear is, then you can do what I call strategize from the root fear. And this is what I mean when I say strategize from the root fear. So in my example, where I found out that my fear of spiders was really a fear of being out of control, I could strategize. I could identify where in my life I do feel in control and where in my life I do not. So let's imagine that in my example, I worked out that I currently feel in control of my day-to-day work, my fitness regime, and my finances, but not so in control of the administration side of my work, household chores, and let's say my day-to-day diet. So I'd kind of make a little list. Where do I feel in control? And where don't I feel in control? And by doing this, the whole monster's out of the cave. There's nothing scary when it's out in the light. And then I could see what I was dealing with and take action. So I could look at the aspects of my life where I felt less in control and start to help myself feel more in control. Because it seems to me that really fear is just a lack of love. And the more you can find self-love, love for others and love for this beautiful universe within which we exist, then the less and less everyday fears and worries you'll be experiencing. So with that in mind right now, and before we close the show, I just want to offer all of you some remote theta healing sent with love. And if you want to accept this healing, you just have to say yes. So would you all like to know how and what it feels like to live your life without making yourself feel small? And would you like to know what it feels like and how to be powerful from the highest perspective without fearing that you become aggressive or controlling? And would you all like to know what it feels like and how to shine? And would you like to know what it feels like to be brilliant, gorgeous, and fabulous right now, and that you are? Okay, open your eyes. I hope you're all feeling nice and relaxed now, and we can come to the end of the show with everybody feeling happy. I've really enjoyed working with you today. I really hope that you enjoyed the meditation and that you'll be able to take that strategy that I showed you, the stepping stone technique, and then the strategizing from the root fear, and use that to help yourself in your everyday life. I just want to remind you that all of the healing work I do is using the Theta Healing Technique. And if you want to find out more about that amazing modality, you can visit my website, which is just my name, nicolavandyke.com, and it will tell you all about it. And if you want to book a session with me, a one-to-one session, same again, you can just go to my website, nicolavandyke.com, and press on the Contact Me button. And I'm super excited about my new online course, Mastering the Art of Self-Love. It'll start becoming available to register soon. You might, if you follow me on Instagram or on Facebook, and again, my Instagram page is just Nicola Van Dyke, so is my Facebook. So it's easy, it's just my name. You'll start to see information about that and some advertisements about it, and you'll be invited to join a webinar and to apply for a free ebook and all of that stuff. So if you're interested in finding out more about self-love, it will be possible to hop on that course really soon. So I'm super excited about that. And if you ever have any questions, sometimes we are able to do questions in the actual live show and sometimes we're not. So don't ever feel disappointed. If you ever have any questions, please feel free to email me. And my email address is super easy because it's just my name again, nicolavandyke@live.com. Or the easiest way to contact me is to hop onto my website and press the Contact Me button, or just DM me from Instagram, message me on Facebook, and I love questions, so I'm always happy to answer your questions. And remember, those of you who were unable to access that meditation today because you're busy or you weren't in a position to get peace and quiet, remember that all of the Becoming Love shows are on archived in podcasts, and in fact all of the newsforthesoul.com shows are in podcasts, so you can access them easily from the News for the Soul website. And if you go onto my page, which is newsforthesoul.com/becoming love, you can access all of the podcasted shows, so you don't have to ever miss out. So please do reach out if you have any questions. I love hearing from you. And wherever you are in the world right now, whether it's morning or evening, whether it's sunny or snowy, thank you for listening. And please know you are loved completely. And I'll see you next time right here on Becoming Love with me, Nicola Van Dyke, on News for the Soul Radio, Alternate Wednesdays. You take care and have a beautiful rest of your day. Goodbye for now.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.